Hey everyone, I'm Jess Mann and welcome back to another episode of the Pathways podcast. We hope you all managed to have a really well-earned and rested Easter break. Now I guess for most of you, as you probably look towards what's to come for this term, exams will probably be on the forefront of most of your minds. Well, in today's episode, I've brought along some current third years who were kind of the guinea pigs to the whole closed book in-person exams process. We all sat our exams last term, so we thought it would be good to give you guys some full, honest, and in-depth insight into our personal exam experiences in the hopes that it will answer any unanswered questions or fears that you may have about exams coming up. So I'll let my two guests introduce themselves to you now. Thanks so much, guys. Okay, let's get straight to it. So to give a little bit of context to our listeners, do both of you want to just talk a little bit about, how you found the exams and the exams process in general? And I guess also like what your emotions or feelings were leading up to it? And did any of these ease off or change as the process went on? Yeah, it does, definitely. What about you, Sam? Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think for me, one of my biggest fears was the transition between, you know, having access to your notes and like lecture notes and the internet and things like that during the exam, compared to just being completely like on your own in the exam. So for both of you, do you think that the in-person exam experience actually went better than you thought, or was it just completely awful? Yeah, I agree. I think it was actually quite nice. Obviously, for the first exam, it was a lot more stressful for everyone compared to, you know, like the following exams after that, because the first one's always going to be the worst one in terms of like stress and emotions, because you don't know what to expect. But I think for a lot of us, we all went in together and we all came out together. So it was quite nice, kind of all, as Sam Davis said, like we all go in, you know, we're all in the same boat and everything like that. So that was quite a nice feeling, and quite, you know, wholesome as well. What do you guys think the support was like? Or did you feel like you were supported at all from the department or the academic staff? Or what sorts of things did you do when you needed help? Yeah, no, I completely agree with literally everything you guys said, particularly the like attendance form and like the front page of the exam booklet and the answer booklet and things like that. For our listeners out there, because they wouldn't have gone through the exams by the time they listen to the podcast, do you guys just want to give a brief explanation of what you guys mean about the attendance form and the like the front page of the exam booklet and stuff like that? Yeah, no, just going off of what you both have said, like I could not emphasize that enough. Like actually take the time in your first exam to read the front of the exam booklet, because I didn't actually make that decision to read the front page of the exam booklet until like the end of my last exam, which obviously in hindsight now and looking back was a really silly thing to do. Because like on the front of the exam booklet, it tells you how they want you to lay out your answers in the exam booklet. So what they say is they want you to start a new page for each new question. But obviously by the time that I read it, I obviously hadn't done any of that. So yeah, just try and read everything before you like get started. And what I'd also suggest is like just get to the exam hall early, and you can just start writing filling in the exam booklet before the exam starts. Like you won't get penalised for that, because I think a lot of people were worried about writing before the exam started. So yeah, don't waste time during the exam filling in the attendance form or the front of the exam booklet, because you know like time is very precious in the in-person exams for sure. Yeah, for sure. How did you both actually find the exam day? Because I think what a lot of people and students are probably wondering is what the structure of the day is like, and you know what they do when they first go in, where can they leave their bags. So can you both maybe just walk everyone through what they can expect on the day, you know, from arriving to going into the exam hall and you know the rules and regulations and things? Thank you both. I think just picking on points of both of what you were saying, I think it might seem insensitive to say now, because obviously, you know, our viewers out there and listeners are probably stressing to the max like we were, but actually it is quite chill, like the vibes and everything. Like when you go into the room, you just need to get yourself like in your kind of zone, in the focus zone. And what Sam Weeks was saying is just take a moment to breathe before, you know, going full steam ahead into the exam. As Sam said, you can literally take anything that you want into the exam as long as you know, empty your pockets and put it into the like clear plastic bag under your desk. Sam Davis, what were you saying about the? I actually forgot what you said, Sam. I think definitely something which both of you touched on was the preparation before like going into the exam. So for example, I think we all took different strategies into what we did before the exam. So Sam Davis and I, we would go with like a group of our friends to the library, and we'd kind of, as she was saying, we would kind of work together, revise a bit, and then just kind of calm the nerves down. So we just completely just stop revising maybe 20 minutes before the exam and just chill and kind of chat to each other about random things to kind of take our minds off it. And then I remember seeing Sam Weeks also in the library, and I think you took a slightly different approach where you just kind of were on your own, likes to take everything on in your stride, like kind of be your own person before the exam. I think if you know, you just establish your own way of working, and building up a good like mentality before heading into the exam, I think it's really, really important for everyone out there. For many of our listeners, they probably would have just been used to doing online exams at uni, which was kind of similar to us, and we touched on a bit earlier on in the podcast. So what do you both think were the biggest differences between in-person and online exams? Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think the thing that I would say is probably the biggest difference is obviously you have access to your notes when you're doing, you know, online exams away from everyone else. And that in itself just wastes a lot of time, because if you are just completely reliant on your lecture notes or being able to look online for online resources and on the internet, I think you don't realise in the moment how much time that wastes. Whereas As Sam was saying just then, when you're in person, A, you're around other people who you can literally see frantically like writing so quickly beside you. And that will just in itself just motivate and push you to also work as quickly as you can. But also you don't have access to notes. You don't have time to be looking through your iPad or through the internet or through your, you know, folders and things like that. So you just have to go off of what you know. And then if you don't know it, just move on to the next question. I think that was kind of a benefit for me, because kind of what the other two were saying is I actually managed to finish all of my papers within the time that they gave, and also kind of had a bit of time to check through as well at the end, which was quite reassuring. Whereas for the online exams, it was just kind of like, oh, you have the 45 minute upload time. Oh, I can just go into that a little bit and then, you know, then upload. But you don't have that with the in-person exams. So I think with the in-person exams, it just pushed you a lot more, because it was just, you know, you had that cutoff point and you didn't have, you know, any notes and things around you. So yeah, that's definitely something that I'd say. But related to, you know, online exams, in-person exams, did your revision strategies change? And did your approach to cater for in-person exams change depending on the fact of in-person versus online exams? Yeah. Would you both say it's really beneficial to do a whole bunch of past papers, or do you think it's better just to kind of go through all the lecture notes again, or anything else? Yeah, I think ultimately the thing with closed book in-person exams compared to online exams is you actually do need to have that kind of foundation of knowledge and that understanding of the module. Whereas with the online exams, I guess you can kind of bypass some of the things because you can just rely on, you know, previous past paper answers or your notes and things like that. So I would definitely obviously recommend trying to understand, you know, the module to a pretty good amount of detail. But also, do you think that the past paper, like the previous past papers, were kind of a good reflection of the exams that we sat this year? Yeah, I think with doing past papers, I think it would be beneficial to everyone, at least to kind of get a vibe of the structure of how they lay out the exams. Because as both of you have said, organic has literally been the same for, you know, God knows how many years now. It's basically been the same since, I don't know, 2006 or something, I don't know. Whereas maybe some other modules have changed the way that they lay out the structure and the kind of questions that they ask. So definitely have a look at the past papers and see if you can figure out any patterns and stuff, because that'll be really helpful with like sourcing out your exam prep and things like that. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because also obviously the online exams transition towards in-person exams is massive, and that in itself will change the way that exams are also formatted and laid out. So yeah, that's a really good point. Whilst it's good to have a, you know, an idea of the patterns and the sort of structure and things, don't obviously rely on those. Just try and rely on the foundations and the understanding of knowledge that you will hopefully have gained over the past few years or the year that you've had at uni so far. So to round everything off, I wondered if both of you could say a little bit or a quick message about your opinions going back in person, and also if you had any tips for students going into the same process in the coming weeks. Yeah, basically, if you had any opinions about going back in person, and also if you could share any tips for students going back in person as well, that they're going to go through the same process. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I think. Go on, Sam. Yeah, thanks, guys. I agree with both what with I agree with what both of you were saying. And just to take points of both, I'd say for me, I was, I think like a lot of the cohort, I was quite anti going back in person because I think it was just a fear of it being our final year and we'd never had the experience before. And just not having that confidence in my own like ability and my own knowledge. But actually going back in person made me really try and consolidate my understanding, and you know all of the knowledge that I've accumulated over the past 3 years. And you, without you know actually doing going back in person, you wouldn't realize how just how much you've learned. And I think it's quite rewarding actually being back in person and just thinking, oh wow, like I've actually learned a lot in 3 years. Whereas I think if it was still online, I wouldn't have consolidated as much understanding and learning that I, you know, if we didn't go back in person. And also what Sam Weeks was saying about, you know, getting there early, preparing and just, yeah, preparing in advance and actually sorting out, you know, good time management, I think is really, really key during the exam period because, you know, the last thing you want on top of the actual stress of the exam is to be late to the exam or to, you know, just turn up, you know, on time whilst the exam's just about to start. So definitely preparing in advance, like your travel, any issues with snow, which hopefully none of you will go through because your exams are in the summer. But yeah, just factoring in any sort of anomalous issue that could like happen on the day, bypassing that by, you know, just being prepared and organized is something that I would just recommend for everyone. So that's great. Thank you both so much for sharing all of your views. I'm sure our listeners will find it very helpful. And that's it for today. But if any of you still have questions or fears lingering about your upcoming exams, please remember to reach out to the department or any of our third years. Exam season is really tough, but we are here to help you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.